I'm Katie, MD of Social Chain UK, and welcome to episode 4 of my podcast. I shouldn't say this, but I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone that has reviewed it, because we're on 5-star reviews, 100% of 5-star reviews. I'm like blown away by that. I can't believe it. So thank you so much for listening and reviewing. It's amazing. Yeah, and last week's episode made me a little nervous. I was a bit nervous about talking about feminism in so early on when we were trying to win over listeners. And we went out with such a polarizing topic. But I think it went well. The feedback we got was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, how do you... are you glad that you put it out?
I am now.
Now knowing what... response it got.
Yeah, I am now. I was petrified at the time. And as soon as it went out, I was petrified. We had a couple of responses, but I think that was mainly from people who maybe hadn't fully listened to what I was saying in the podcast and maybe just saw the trailer and the promo that we put out. So I'm glad that the people who did listen to it completely got where I was coming from, and the fact that I was talking about I don't agree with radical feminism and the fact that it and the way that it's pushed in the media just I don't think is helpful for a lot of what we're trying to achieve with equality.
No.
Actual negative comments were about 2. But that is my personality. Like, I will automatically focus on the negative rather than the positive. But there's so much positive, and I can't thank you enough for the amazing feedback that we've had. And one of them was from a very special person, wasn't it? A lovely message from Emma Gannon, just saying congrats on the podcast. I was absolutely thrilled to bits that someone who is doing such amazing work with her own podcast has taken some time out to wish me well and congratulate me on mine.
I think she saw it though, because it had done so well as a debut.
I don't like to say.
Just facts, isn't it? You're just saying facts.
But the facts, yeah, the facts were... It went in at number 4 in the business chart in the UK. Number 4. Yes.
Amazing.
We're podcast kings and queens.
That's it now. We've completed it.
Dodds is saying that my ego is getting ridiculous.
Yeah. Weird, there's no evidence to back that up. But yes, you're the podcast queen, Katie, whatever you say.
Yes. I apologise that it's going out on Friday when we try and normally get it out on a Wednesday. But Wednesday this week, I think I mentioned in the last podcast that sometimes I really need time out and working from home time in order just to get my head straight. And there was so much going on this week that Wednesday I just had to say to Dodds, I'm sorry, I can't record the podcast today. I've got so much backing up that I need to solve and so much that I need to sort out that, Wednesday I work from home. So, which leads me on quite nicely to my week. This week, it's been a bit mental.
It has been a bit of a busy week in the office this week.
I went and did a panel talk, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. How do you find it? Because I know you don't like being front and centre, and you were very much front and centre in this. There was lights, cameras and everything, big audience, but you seem quite content.
No, I do. I get quite nervous. I'm not... I'm not massively comfortable being front and centre, you are right. But for this one, I felt quite comfortable. I felt okay. I think because I was talking about, I was talking about new business and I was talking about stuff that I've done previously as well. It was like within my comfort zone. And it was talking about what we do at Social Chain. So I knew that there was going to be no tricky questions about an algorithm that might catch me out.
What do you think to yourself when you're like just going on stage? When I'm trying to think what would be good advice for somebody who's like just about to push themselves out of their comfort zone. What do you think when you're just about to do something you don't want to do?
I think a good tip is to know that nobody knows what you're going to say. So when you get up on stage, don't fixate over things that you might miss. You might miss one point that you then get all thrown off by for the rest of the talk. But the reality is actually that no one really knows that you were going to make that point anyway. So you could feasibly miss out certain bits but still make the talk make sense. So I think it's don't put the pressure on yourself that you've got to get it absolutely polished and perfect, and don't give yourself a hard time if you don't. And also just understand, like, think of yourself when you sat in an audience like that. You're listening, but do you always listen fully? I don't know. That's what I like to think. And also you can't see anyone, especially if there's lights on you, it's great because you can't actually see the audience, which is why I like doing the BBC stuff better. So when I appeared on the BBC earlier in the year, I felt so much more confident, even though it was in front of millions of people watching. I felt loads more confident doing that than I do standing on stage, because it was just a camera, not loads of faces.
That's interesting.
Okay, so my mini confession of the week is I shouldn't say this, but I didn't really want to do this podcast. Not because I didn't want people to listen, but more because I just thought, why would people be interested in listening to me waffle on for...
About I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah, I'm Real Housewives of Cheshire and I'm a Celebrity. There was pigeons! Oh my God, there were pigeons. There were pigeons and I was like, I predicted it. So I'd said that I would only go on there if, like, I would hate birds. But my thing would be birds. And then I've seen pigeons in two episodes.
Good job you turned it down.
It's such a good job that I said no to that this year.
Maybe next year.
I was so, it really made me laugh. Yeah, so I didn't really want to do this podcast, more to do with the fact that I just didn't understand why or how it could be useful for people, because that's my personality, though. I always think the worst before I allow myself to think the best. But I'm very pleased that I did. And then the reason that we did start it was so we can help people. And the feedback that we've had is that it is helping people. So, yeah, I'm very pleased that we did.
I don't know if you saw this, Katie, but last time since we last did a podcast, we've actually, as a human race, landed on Mars. That's how long that's something big that we've missed, I think, since the last podcast.
That is big. We've landed on Mars. Yes, I did see that, because there's also a thing that Elon Musk wants to go to Mars, isn't there?
Yeah, he said 70% chance that he'll go, but you can't come back once you go. Would you go?
No.
You wouldn't go, if you had the opportunity to go to Mars?
If I couldn't come back?
Yeah.
How would I watch Real Housewives of Cheshire?
Yeah, I don't think, seriously? Elon's not thought it through, clearly.
He hasn't, obviously.
He's missing out.
Yeah. And talking of Elon, like, this brings us on to our weekly news topic, doesn't it? So Elon said that in order to change the world, then you have to work between 80 and 100 hours a week, and you can't do it when you work 40 hours a week, which is, it kind of goes against what we were talking about last week in terms of self-care and ensuring that you give yourself the time.
And you said it tied into your imposter syndrome quite well, because you...
Yeah, it does actually.
If you don't do that, then you feel like you...
Yeah, so by someone saying that you should be working 80 to 100 hours to be successful, because I physically can't, because I, to function and to be good at what I'm doing, I need the right amount of sleep in order to make good decisions and be mentally in the room and be present. It feeds my imposter syndrome. So really bad, actually, because if someone's telling you that you can't be successful if you're not working all those hours, but you know that you're doing the best that you can do and you're still quite successful in what you're doing, that is just feeding your inner imposter.
But so this is sort of on the same lines. Do you think that the 9-to-5 working life, or the idea of a 9-to-5 job, is redundant? Because you could work 40-hour work weeks at your desk and do... You could work 8 hours a day at your desk and do very little.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? If some people... I saw a stat recently that said 44%... It was like 44% of women and 40% of men prefer to work at night. So if you've got people like that who are only productive when they go home, then is a 9-to-5 redundant?
Yeah, but obviously what social chain is set up for, as we mentioned last week, it's set up to facilitate any type of working. So everyone is different. Some people prefer to be in early and get cracking and get started, and then some people prefer to work later on. So we've got different types of working pods and different types of working opportunities and places to sit. That just means that you get that freedom to be able to choose how you work. But then also you just have to be mindful that we work with clients and they work set hours sometimes, and it just means that we have to be around to make sure that we're giving them the best service that we can do as well. Okay, so it leads me on to my main confession of this week, which is quite a personal one. And it is, I shouldn't say this, but I feel like I should conform. So this is all about how, as I've gone on throughout now, so I'm 34 now, I am not married, I've got kids, but my career has done, I've done something that I never expected to do with my career. And, but the pressure that I've put on myself because the other stuff hasn't fallen into place like I thought it would do when I was younger has been incredibly tricky, and it's been incredibly hard to manage mentally at times, the pressure that I've put on myself to make it work.
What's like an example of that?
So I am the last of all my friends to get married or have children.
And is that in the, like, on your mind often?
All the time. Especially, it's been incredibly hard when we've got together. There's been like this weird tradition at Christmas time when we get together as a Christmas meetup that somehow someone would announce that they're pregnant. And rightly or wrongly, and I've never been in a position where I'm in the right place to be ready to have a child. But something in me has been absolutely devastated every time that happens. Not because I'm like, not because I feel bad. Like, not because I'm like, I hate the fact that they're, I'm not jealous of them. Mm. But I do feel like, why is it not my turn? And that's been quite hard. And that's been going on for a long time. I think as a woman, you put yourself under such immense pressure, but also you've got a biological pressure as well in not knowing how long you've got left in order to do that sort of stuff. And that is incredibly hard because you just don't know. You don't know. So, yeah, it's just tough. So when you've got friends who are announcing that they're pregnant or they've got engaged, selfishly I've thought, well, why am I not good enough to be in that position? And it's taken a long time for me to realise that not everyone has to follow the same path. It sounds crazy, and I bet you're thinking, Dr. Kate, you're mental, because what you're doing is completely different to what.
No, I'm wondering if when you go home at Christmas and then you tell your friends like all the amazing things that you've achieved, whether they're like jealous, because I imagine there's probably a part of them that's like, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, because what I get to do is I get to work in an amazing place. I've built my career. I'll talk about how I've managed to get my head around it, but I've realised that I've done things in just the other way around. So what they've done, if they've built their family life and then they've gone back into their careers, and a lot of them are being very successful in their careers now, whereas what I've done is I've built that career first, and then I hopefully one day I'll go back and I will be doing stuff. It's just a different way of doing it. But I think you're told, or in your head, you've got this idea that you should be, you should, I don't know, this is just in my head, I don't know if this is in everyone's, but you should be going to uni. Oh, you should do really well at school, do well at your A-levels, go to uni, get an amazing job after you've been to uni, but then you get married by your mid-20s, have kids by the time you're 30, and then who knows what's then.
I also think that, and it's almost like a measure of success, how successful your life is depending on if you, do you know what I mean?
But it's also so unrealistic because you literally can't do everything. You can't, but that pressure that you put on yourself to have everything is just, it can be heartbreaking because you see other people that have got what you really want and you can't, and you know that you're not there. So it's the same thing as that I do with the negative comments and the positive comments from a podcast. I'd never look at the fact that I'm doing so well and think I'm doing really well. I'd look at what I don't have and think, why haven't I got it? But that's just bonkers. And I know it's bonkers.
So what do you feel like when you go to a wedding or like not just the announcement, but you go to the event, not that you go to the birth, but you go to the baby shower or something?
Happy, obviously, like, so happy for my friends. And I'm ridiculously happy. And I'm very close to all my friends' children as well. I spend a lot of time with them. And I like being part of their lives. But I guess a bit lonely. And this is something, like, I've obviously talked to Karen, the therapist, about this at length, because something that really plays on my mind. And especially when you've got when you have a breakdown of a relationship, you just think, oh shit, now what? Like, now I'm back to step one. But the reality is actually, you're probably closer to what you actually want coming out of that relationship than you would have been when you were in it. I don't want to say stuck in it, but when you were in it, because what I wasn't getting what I needed. So being in relationship, long-term relationships like I was, it wasn't right for me. So there was never the opportunity to get that family ending future that I wanted, yeah.
That's really good, just general relationship advice.
It's it's just a great tip, isn't it? Because you think that your world's ended. As soon as your relationship ends, you think, oh my God, what am I going to do? But you've really got to think about whether you were getting what you need and what you want. And if you weren't, then you will meet someone who's going to give you that, and you're one step closer to getting that by not being in that relationship that you were in before. So, yeah, I don't think I could have taken a different path even if I tried, because it just wasn't right. And I think I've made the right decisions for me to make sure that I'm happy. Because I am happy. It's not saying that by not being married and not having a child means that I'm not happy. I'm really happy. I've got a fab life. I've got an amazing life. And I think one of my best things that I've learned, and I read this in a book. I can't remember if it was I think it was a meditation book. But it was basically that the only thing you can control is now. So I can't change what's happened in the past, and I can't change the decisions I've made and the career paths that I've chosen, which thankfully have worked out really well. And I also, in the same respect, can't change what's going to happen tomorrow, because I have no clue. Something could happen that could change everything. One thing that I've learned, and one thing that I'd hope other people take away, is that it's not one size fits all. It's not that this is the way you should live your life. It's the same that we've just been discussing with work. Not everyone's the same, and not everyone can work the same way, and not everyone gets the same things out of working. Like, some people can't work 100 hours a week. Some people can. And I think it's that generalisation and that stereotype that we've got in our heads, that we have to conform to work in a certain way and our lives be in a certain way, is just so unrealistic. And I think you've just got to carve your own path, but your ultimate aim should be happiness in work and in life. You've got to do what's going to make you happy. We were looking at some research before we came in, and to live your 2018-2019 life by stats that are actually about 40 years out of date. So average age for women to have babies in the 70s was your mid-20s, and that is still what is in my mind is what is the norm, but actually it's so far out of date. And then now today average age is like late 20s, 30s to get married. So it's understanding that everyone is different. Everyone will reach points, different points at different times, and just make sure you're doing the right thing for you and the decisions are making you happy, because that's the ultimate goal. No matter what you do in life, you've got to be happy. I think I got my head around it just by knowing that I'm doing it my own way, and when it's the right time, it'll happen. And that's fine, but that's okay. And I don't have to do it at the same time as everybody else, because my happiness has come from building such a successful career. Thank you again for listening to episode 4 of the podcast. Please keep those 5-star reviews coming in. We are ever so grateful. Honestly, we can't even begin to explain how happy I've been with the fact that we've got so many 5-star reviews. 100%. Please keep your comments coming in. If anyone's got any confessions, what we did realize is you can't really be anonymous on Apple when you write a confession. But if you want to and you feel brave enough to write something in and include your name, we will include it in next week's episode. We'd love to hear your feedback as well. So keep those coming in. And we'll see you next week. Thanks so much.